The clock is ticking as engineers work to save NASA's Swift Observatory.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
NASA's Swift Observatory is a satellite that studies cosmic events, including gamma ray bursts, the most powerful explosions in the universe. Launched in 2004, the satellite has entered a phase of rapid decay. All spacecraft in low Earth orbit experience drag caused by our planet's atmosphere, gradually reducing altitude. A recent bout of increased solar activity has magnified this effect on Swift, causing it to sink even faster. If left alone, Swift will likely re-enter Earth's atmosphere and burn up sometime later this year. But NASA is using this opportunity to advance American in-space robotic servicing. In September, NASA contracted with Catalyst Space Technologies of Flagstaff, Arizona, to quickly build and launch a spacecraft to boost Swift. After testing Link in NASA's Space Environment Simulator and a vibration chamber at Goddard, Catalyst will work with Northrop Grumman to integrate the spacecraft into a Pegasus rocket. In late June, an aircraft will deploy the rocket from the Marshall Islands so Link can rendezvous with Swift and lift it to a higher orbit. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.